Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Doing well.
We have talked in the past a number of times. We're going to talk again about antiplatelet therapy. It is used for both the management of acute ischemic stroke and for the prevention of stroke. Antiplatelet therapy reduces the incidence of stroke in patients who are at high risk for atherosclerosis in those with known symptomatic cerebrovascular disease. While there are anti-clotting effects of antiplatelet therapy, there are also potential big harms, particularly related to major bleeding. The research article that you found was published in the journal Stroke. It's an electronic publication, so I'm not going to read to you the complicated number, but it attempts to answer the question, is dual antiplatelet therapy more effective than aspirin in preventing subsequent cerebrovascular accidents when started within 24 hours of symptom onset in patients with acute stroke or with a TIA? Mark, any benefit here?
Yeah, there's some benefit and there's some harm. And so let's talk about that. There were several, they searched a bunch of databases, trial registries. They tried to find any randomized trial that included adults with acute stroke, mild to moderate acute stroke, or TIA, who were randomized within 24 hours of symptom onset to either dual antiplatelet therapy, which would be aspirin plus clopidogrel or ticagrelor or presegrel, compared to aspirin alone. They excluded patients with presumed cardioembolic strokes and patients who weren't already using anticoagulation. So ultimately, they included four studies with a total of 21,000 patients. Three studies evaluated clopidogrel. One looked at ticagrelor in combination with aspirin. They all enrolled patients with mild to moderate stroke, which on the NIHSS stroke score, is 0 to 5, or TIA. The distribution of patients with TIA varied from 3% in one study to over 40% in another study. The duration of therapy varied too between studies, between 21 and 90 days. So overall, the rate of recurrent stroke was lower in patients who were randomized to DAPT, 5.8 versus 7.7%. So the number needed to treat to prevent one recurrent stroke is about 50. The rate of major bleeding was somewhat higher in those getting DAPT, 0.66 versus 0.27%. Number needed to harm is 250. So roughly you prevent five strokes for every one major bleed, which seems like a reasonable trade-off, I would say. There wasn't any difference in groups with regards to all-cause mortality. There was some heterogeneity between the groups, between the studies, and that's not surprising because they were using different drugs and different duration of follow-up and treatment. So bottom line, administering this dual antiplatelet therapy within 24 hours of a mild to moderate stroke or a TIA is more effective than aspirin at decreasing recurrent stroke. There's a low overall risk of major bleeding. It is a bit higher with DAPT, but like I said, you have about five strokes prevented for each major bleed.
These are difficult decisions. You know, there probably is no worse time to ask them to make a complicated decisions weighing risks and benefits than when they're in the midst of a stroke or a TIA. But it does give some confidence to the doctors who are perhaps arguing that the number needed to benefit is much greater than the number needed to harm. You said the bottom line is that there is benefit. So this is something that we should take to our patients.
Yeah, I think so. And if you look at the latest update to the American Heart Association ACC guidelines, they do specifically say for these patients, and they actually, it's like they read this paper, right? And they did probably read this paper because they say for patients with mild to moderate stroke or TIA, treat with DAPT for 21 to 90 days. And they give that range because that's what these studies use. They don't give a specific time frame. And that's where judgment comes in. You know, if somebody's at perhaps higher risk of bleeding, you might treat them for a shorter period. If someone's at low risk of bleeding, you might go for a longer period of treatment.
Good advice, Mark. Thanks for the wrap up. We will talk with you again in a week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. We'll be right back.